I can't lose. Nope. Can't choose what game system they use. Uh-huh. Like saying who better, Ken or Ryu. You love BGs, oh yeah, girl, me too. Uh-huh. We can watch anime all day and skip school. Young hey. Legend, rap taken to a new level. New medals for young kings who don't settle. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go. Whoa. Gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-4. I will never let go. Gotta keep it retro. Mega Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong. Yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go. Gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro. Keep it retro. Never let go. Keep it retro. I'm the otaku king of hip hop. Y'all couldn't pull up on me at a pit stop. Got the sonic ring. Middle with my wristwatch. Here, make the ring noise every time it tick tock. It's Young Bag, not Jenny from the block. Gotta tell me when to start. I don't know when to stop. Pull up to the scene like my name, RoboCop. Legendary Baker Styles T, it's a bop. PS Play, yeah, bought it for the fun, yeah. 6-4, yeah, you don't even know that. Game Boy SP on the flow, yeah. Room full of anime scrolls, Womo, yeah. If she not an otaku, we cannot vibe. We so retro, we play the Wii outside. I cannot hear ya, that's a far cry. BG anime retro life. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go, whoa. Gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-4. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Mega Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro, keep it retro. Never let go, keep it retro. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-4. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Mega Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro, keep it retro. Never let go, keep it retro.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Earth Mac, the Mad Scientist.
And it's your girl, your absolute favorite, Detroit Blue. Happy Friday.
Happy, happy Friday, man. Look, we're going to get the weekend started, man, because, you know, my weekend starts on Friday. I don't know about everybody else, but my weekend always starts on Friday. For the past 35 years, my week started on Friday. No matter what I was...
Like Friday morning?
Yes, Friday. No, midnight. That's when my weekend started, at midnight. I don't... Like, before I started, you know, the morning shows and the magazine and everything else, you know, I was, you know, working regular 9-to-5, my Fridays was still part of the weekend, even if I was working on Friday. I didn't care. I wasn't doing crap. Don't ask me nothing. Hey, Erskine, you want to do that? Nah, fam, it's the weekend. But you at work, yeah? Nah.
And it's still a work day.
It's still a work day. Tell Timmy to do it.
Like, I still, like, after the show, I've still got some emails to answer. I've still got some things to get done.
Well, you know, it's Friday, you know. Let Sarah do it. Yeah, I'm just saying. That's how I am. What's going on, BC? What's going on? What's going on, Crooklyn 08? All the other listeners out there earlier this morning. You know what? Before we even go further, I'm going to just say out right now. Today is January the 15th. And on January the 15th, this great sorority of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated was founded. So shout out to the lady of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Shout out to
Happy
all of you.
Happy Founders Day to all of the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority across the globe. We hope that y'all are having an amazing day today. Clearly, like Earth Mac, you all Founders Day began at midnight. So
yes.
I'm sure that y'all have already turned up. There are probably people with some hangovers already at 10 a.m.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, you might as well get it popping right now. Might as well get it popping right now. I'm telling you, 35 years, my weekend started on Friday. Like, I used to do everything before I work. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. Like, I was being shit on Fridays. I really was. Like, either I was hiding in the bathroom or my breaks was longer than usual. You know, a little extra 5 minutes or whatever the case would be. So, like, true story.
I got an important question for you. Okay, tell your story, but then I got a question for you.
Okay, so I used to work at a call center, right? And on Friday, now here's the thing. I strategically made myself a piece of shit on Friday because Monday through Thursday, I was busting ass. Like I was really like the tip top. I was above everybody else when it comes to stats and everything else. So nobody can say nothing to me anyway. You really want to lose that asset? You know, you don't want to do that. So I pretty much pull a sports athlete on them. That's pretty much what I did. Like, you don't want to get rid of me. I'm the one who bringing you points to the team. That's what I'm doing. So here comes Friday. Either I put my phone, put an ACW, that's what I used to call it. I just stick it on that. Or I used to take a break for like 15 minutes, make it 20, 25. Like I used to literally walk around the building or whatever and come back. Oh, you know, oh, Erskine, you late. Oh, Erskine, Matt, you late. Da-da-da-da-da. Dang, I didn't know. Man, I almost lost track of time. Damn. Your lunch break. Lunch break. When I break, I break. I take a nap in the parking lot. Man, it's whatever, man. Take a swig of Jack. I mean, literally, take a swig of Jack. That's what I used to do. Take a shot of Jack, come back to work.
That was cool. I'm so glad you don't work at that call center no more. Why you telling on yourself?
I was the best of the best. Because I ain't coming back then. They can do whatever they want. I'm just
goodness.
Saying.
Okay. So my important question. Past couple days, we've been discussing this whole swap of show watching. So you're supposed to talk to your lady and see. Mm-hmm. You were going to watch whatever series she chose.
Correct.
If she was going to watch, if she watches Attack on Titan.
Yes. So the
has
deal
that
is.
Has been resolved?
Yes, it has been. So the deal is, I know if you haven't been listening to that earlier this week, I told Detroit Blue that in order for her to watch Attack on Titan, I will first watch Hamilton in its entirety. Now, it may become a shock to... See, there you go again. See, there's been shock and all that I have not sat down and watched Hamilton yet. Mainly because, don't do musicals. But now, I will sit down and I will watch Hamilton in its entirety. But the deal is, after I watch it in its entirety, Detroit has to go watch Attack on Titan anime in its entirety. So now we brought an idea. I was saying, okay, well, to my lady, I said, hey, she would do the same thing, but I'm gonna watch that show first, series or movie first. Then she'll go back and watch Attack on Titan anime. So the show that she picked was Greenleaf. That is the show that she actually picked for me to watch. And that's easy access. That's on Netflix. So I never sat down and watched Greenleaf. I hear a lot of people talk about it all the time. So Greenleaf is her pick. And I will watch it in its entirety. A deal's a deal.
And it's what, like 5 seasons?
I want to say yes. Now, for my listeners out there that have watched Greenleaf, y'all can tell me how many seasons it is. That way I can like mentally prepare myself. But I'm just saying. Okay, put it like this. I would say 98% of the time, the shows that she picks or movies that she picks, I like them anyway. So it never one of those things where I'm forced to actually watch it. BC says, what is Greenleaf? A 420 show? Nah, it is not weed. It is not weed whatsoever, man. It is not.
It is not.
Nah.
Crookless said, just watch it. It doesn't matter.
Just bossy today. On her founder's day. Just bossy today. Good Lord, man. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I would definitely watch Greenleaf. Like, I have no choice. A deal is a deal. And choice like Greenleaf is a show about the pastor and his family. And some underhanded cricket stuff, too.
There's a lot going on in it.
Like murder and deceit.
Are you sure? Or are you just speculating?
I'm just speculating, man. It sounds like it's going to be murder and deceit. So I just throw it out there.
I know it's about a mega church in Memphis. I only caught a couple of episodes when it first started because a friend of mine that I've known since we were like in high school, she may have been in middle school, she is in it. And she was like playing like the mistress.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. I watched a couple of episodes so that I could see her.
You and these connections, man. That's crazy.
Well, Detroit, and especially, like, so she's a part of one of the big gospel families, and mm-hmm. Detroit has a ton of gospel families. Like, okay. Like gospel, like, you know, like the Clarks, the Sheards, Fred Hammond, the Winans, like, they're all from Detroit.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty interesting.
Jay Moss. Mm-hmm. Even P.J. Morton's father, like, a lot of people know about now, like, the R&B singer P.J. Morton. His father, Paul Morton Sr. Paul Morton actually grew up in Windsor, which is just across the river from Detroit. So he used to do backup for a lot of the gospel families in Detroit.
Nice. Okay, I am with that. Now, over the past 48 hours, there have been some news that's coming through. A lot of crazy things. A lot of crazy stuff. So we're going to have to cover this right now. I'm just saying right now. So basically, you want to take this away, Detroit? Because, you know, Marvel is definitely your wheelhouse along with mine, but go handle that.
Because the crazy thing is, since we've seen the headline, I've also seen the tweet. Yeah. So this is all very confusing. So everybody knows I am all things MCU. And like almost right after the show yesterday, there was a headline that came out that said that Chris Evans was in the final stages of finalizing details to reprise his role as Captain America. And for all of us that pay attention, we know that...
Well, let me pause that music real quick. Repeat that one more time.
Apparently, the headline was that Chris Evans is in talks to reprise his role as Captain America at least one more time. And so for those of us that have paid attention, that have been watching all the movies, when we saw The Avengers, and when we saw Endgame, he said goodbye. He passed on his shield. He was done. He even Chris Evans had gone to social media when the movie wrapped to give like heartfelt like, oh, this has been an amazing 8 years, and you know, I never expected all of this, and it's been, you know, this incredible journey. Like, he gave his goodbye.
Yeah, with this famous movie line, no, I don't think I will.
Like, which is in the movie, he said goodbye, and in real life, Chris Evans said goodbye to playing the character. So this is super confusing to everybody on what in the heck is happening. Is Captain America coming back? What is going on for this next phase, for phase 3?
Right.
Well, apparently, later on in the afternoon, Chris Evans tweeted and simply said, news to me.
What?
Yep.
Okay, wow. All right.
So... All right.
See, Chris Evans messing with us, man. I don't like this. Pineapples, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
So that's a little bit confusing. It's a little bit of mixed message. I mean, because to me, that says that Chris Evans has no idea that he's supposedly coming back as Captain America. Uh-huh. But if we were paying any attention, this same kind of thing happened when there was discussion of Spider-Man 3, and they were saying, oh, there's rumors that the two previous Spider-Man characters, like the two previous actors that played Spider-Man, they both were coming back, and they were going to appear in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what? Oh my God, this is crazy. We can't believe it. And very quickly, Marvel came out and was like, what? No, they're not going to appear in the next movie. We don't know what you're talking about. And then like 2-3 weeks later, it got confirmed that yes, they absolutely are appearing in the movie.
Huh.
So I feel like, I don't know if these things get out.
Right.
And Marvel just decides, oh, based on the response, we should do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're like playing with everybody mentally to figure out like what will work. What do they really want to see? What should we do? Like, I don't know if that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Or if like the actors and stuff are teasing us.
I think they are. I think the actors are teasing us. I mean, with the whole situation with the pandemic and everything else, it's hard to keep things like a secret because, I mean, you need something to entertain yourself with, and you look for every bit of news you can, especially in the Hollywood side of things, when you used to watching certain series and, you know, shows, movies or whatever, and you hang on to everything. So when someone caught wind of Chris Evans possibly coming back Captain America, oh shit, that, hey, let's do this right now. Let's put that out there for the atmosphere. And I'm pretty sure Chris Evans already know what the deal is. You know, people saying that he's in talks with on Twitter, he's saying news to me. This is, matter of fact, this is pro wrestling 101. And what I mean by that is, you know, before social media, you know, was rampant, you know, pro wrestlers had this code where they were in character and you never saw the villain out with the hero. You never saw that. You, they might be friends behind the camera, but you will never see it, though. You will never see it. So they got this code. So now that social media is out there, you know, you have to have a tighter lip now as far as who's going to face who, what is suspected to happen, who might drop the belt to who. People got dirt sheets, like other websites that got, they have people behind the scenes just reporting and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, such and such might be coming. So they go the extra mile. So if they might have a surprise guest that somebody you haven't seen in months or years or whatever, they're going to bring them in the building hooded up. They're going to have them like with a hoodie on, a mask on, face covered. They got an escort and everything. Even the wrestlers don't know. Only one or two people in the entire building may know about this person coming. And they already tight-lipped about it anyway. So the wrestlers are just as surprised as you are. That's the measure of extreme they have to go. And they might go to that person's Twitter or that person's Instagram, and they might ask questions, and they're going to be very aloof like Chris Evans.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, you know, his tweet doesn't tell me immediately, because he didn't say, no, I would never, like, he didn't dismiss the idea. So I feel like there's a solid chance. Now, do I think that, like, Marvel is not the type, or at least they have not been the type to completely try to negate what has already been said. So I feel like if he is to return, I definitely feel like it's going to be more of a flashback sequence or something like that, where it'll definitely be like somebody had visions of him or something like that. Like, I don't think that they're going to try to bring Captain America back.
I did put that news in the chat, not in the chat, but I did put it in the Facebook group, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. If you're not a part of that group already, go ahead and join that group. We do have a lot of discussions. And I will say, on Monday, I will be spinning the wheel on the movie we will be watching in February with the Geek Corner. Because I see Rachel O has suggested a good bit of movies. I know you have Detroit.
I know I'm going to throw Hamilton on the list 70 times.
Oh, shit. No, you won't. No, you won't, ma'am. I've seen Serenity. I've seen Ghostbusters. I've seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I've seen that. Listen here. Rachel O has browbeat me because I told her I never watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Never watched it. And she looked at me in shock and awe. Shock and awe. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to it. So Maxwell 3278 says no Hamilton and the Goonies? ? So yeah, go ahead and join the Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. Matter of fact, I will post it today in the Geek Corner. Go ahead and give us your movie listens. I have already jotted those down already from last week. I'm gonna do it again today and just see where it is. Now, these are geekdom related movies, so whether it's anime or nerd culture, these are just rim. Even with like martial arts movies as well. So, you got those. So, spin the wheel, make the deal. As they say, Halloween have it. You know.
So, you have a really significant thing that you want to talk about. We've highlighted it. We've prepped the people. Maxwell3278 has even already come in the chat to say, did I miss it? What's going on?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You did not miss it. Why I didn't have not heard of it. I have, look, lowdown, I have repeatedly said Orange Phoenix Geek Corner in Facebook, like every time I did the morning show, every single time. But I know it's been a while. I know it's been a while since you've been there, but hey, I got you. See, lowdown, I know you haven't. See, lowdown's trolling. See, he did say He's bringing nothing intelligent to the conversation. He has always prepped me and warned me that he's not.
Lowdown is why we can't have nice things.
Right, right. So, according to Screen Rant here, it says that Whoopi Goldberg wants to be the first American Doctor Who. Now, I don't know who's in the geek corner, watches Doctor Who, or whatever, what may have you, but the show is a significant part of British popular culture. So, and elsewhere, it has gained a cult following and has influenced generations of British television professionals, many of whom grew up watching the series. So the program originally ran from 63 to 89, and there was an unsuccessful attempt to revive regular production in 96 with the backdoor pilot. Now, in the form of a television title, Doctor Who, but then they quickly fast forwarded, and now it is currently, it's been running since 2005, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right.
Man, so basically, Doctor Who follows the adventures of the title character, a rogue time lord with somewhat unknown origins who goes by the name of the Doctor. So the Doctor fled Gallifrey, the planet of the Time Lords, in a stolen TARDIS, time and relative dimension in space, a time machine that travels by materializing into and dematerializing out of the time vortex. I do like time travel, so I might give Doctor Who a little bit.
No, I feel like you gotta watch it now.
I think I do. So basically, Whoopi Goldberg expressed her desire to play the role of the Doctor on BBC show Doctor Who. This will make Goldberg the first American to take on the role of the Doctor, and only the second woman to play the role. Goldberg has appeared in a variety of films and shows throughout her career, and is perhaps best known for her work on Sister Act, on the Sister Act franchise. Now, there's been talks about Sister Act 3 as well. BC says Doctor Who is awesome. I would definitely give it a check out. Give it a check out. And Lowdown says, can she wear the fez? Ah, the fez. Okay, so Detroit, I got something to ask you, right?
Hey, you know, I think before you just get a fez that's cut to her head. I think that's fine.
That could be cool. That could be cool.
Get the right size.
That could be cool.
So, what you gonna ask me about Doctor Who that I know nothing about?
So it's not Doctor Who. It's actually Whoopi Goldberg, actually.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what would you consider your favorite Whoopi Goldberg movie? I'll give you mine.
Honestly, it is funny because I just saw it the other day, and it's just literally it's one of the earliest things I remember her in, and I loved it. I love Whoopi Goldberg and Jumping Jack Flash.
Yes, hell yes. You see, that's what I'm talking about. That's why. I mess with you, Detroit. That is why. Let's go. Man, I don't know something special about
this. It was just on like last week or over the weekend or something. And as soon as I'm flipping through channels and I'm seeing her talking to Jack on the computer, like just when it first started to get to talking and stuff, I was like, oh my God, I have to watch this right now.
Listen, you know, you deserve a hand clap for that. I'm telling you, man, Jumping Jack Flash is a gas.
Jumping Jack Flash is it.
It is. That is my favorite. That like I actually introduced my girl to Jumpin' Jack Flash because I don't think she ever heard of it, or she never watched it, rather. And so it's like, it's really good. So Jumpin' Jack Flash is my number one above all else. My number two would probably be Eddie. That is very underrated, very much an underrated movie. Eddie focuses on Whoopi Goldberg being in New York, and she's like a huge New York Knicks fan, and she actually wins the opportunity to be the head coach of the New York Knicks. And that's my second favorite Whoopi Goldberg movie. And my third is a cameo in a way, because she did have a role in the first part. It's Loaded Weapon 1. And so those are my three Whoopi Goldberg movies, actually. Yeah, so Eddie is definitely good.
If I'm only going with a cameo, my favorite cameo is in The Little Rascals.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolutely one of my favorite.
Yeah, but we Goldberg.
Yep. When suddenly it was like, oh, some of the moms are starting to appear, and then you realize that Buckwheat's mom is Whoopi Goldberg, which felt very on the nose, but it was also perfect.
It's definitely perfect.
I also really liked Whoopi Goldberg in Made in America.
Okay.
Where she played Nia Long's mom.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I gotta go stereotypical. I really, really enjoyed Whoopi in Sister Act 2.
Okay.
Specifically two. Like, I like two better than one. But we cannot forget that Whoopi was also amazing as one of the hyenas in The Lion King.
Yes. Definitely so. Definitely so. Like, so, BC says, what movie was she God in? Did she ever play God role?
I thought she did play God. I also saw the BC's mention Karina, and that was also a really good Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Yep. I think there was another one called Clara's Heart. I refuse to watch that movie.
I refuse to watch Clara's Heart.
Yeah, I refuse to watch
A Little Bit of Heaven is when Whoopi Goldberg played God.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Whoopi has done a lot of good movies, especially back in the 80s. But yeah, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Eddie, and Loaded Weapon, those are my three movies. I'm not a stereotypical Whoopi fan, but man, I love Jumpin' Jack Flash. Matter of fact, I want to say Jumpin' Jack Flash is on HBO Max. So if you want to check it out, it's on HBO Max. So you can go ahead and check out Whoopi. And
I think it's really interesting that neither of us mentioned, and Lowdown just mentioned Ghost. I do think it's interesting that neither one of us mentioned her in The Color Purple.
Yeah, very interesting, right? Because I think that was her debut film, actually.
I think it was one of the first like two or three movies that she was ever in, and mm-hmm. you know, that was kind of almost like an introducing Whoopi Goldberg. Like, nobody really was super familiar with her, so it is really, really interesting that neither of us mentioned it.
Nah, I mean, Color Purple is not really one of my favorite movies at all. So, we're going to record that Color Purple is not trash. It's not trash, now, but I'm just saying I don't.
It's not trash at all. But like, for instance, I've only seen the movie Ghost in full like one time ever. Mm-hmm. In general, I did not like the movie. But I would also say her role was just super corny. So I can separate and think about, you know, people that were in films, even if I didn't like the film, to say, yeah, what you did in it was still good, though.
Yeah.
And Whoopi was by far one of the corniest characters in Ghost to me.
Yeah, you in danger, girl. That's the whole line I remember. You in danger, girl.
And the way that she just kind of like flipped her hand about it, like, what?
Like, there's a running meme out there with the cast of Ghost, but they got Venkman from Ghostbusters behind them, like, about to take old boy out because he's a ghost, man. Like, you gotta go, fam. You gotta go. I gotta find that meme, though. That meme is hilarious. Hilarious. Now, now you said in the Geek Corner, it's a great time to be a geek. Yes, it is a great time to be a geek because today is Friday, and also WandaVision is out on Disney Plus. Yes, you need to go check that out right now. That is the first Marvel series that's going to be out on Disney Plus. So you need to go ahead and check that out right now. BC
apparently
says, "Yo,
Lowdown is watching it right now."
Yeah, he's watching it now. He said, "All the BC said, yo." She was the voice of Gaia on Captain Planet. Holy shit, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Damn, why did I didn't know that? Like,
I don't know.
You know,
especially
what?
Especially because you're into who the voices are.
Right, I'm in the voice acting, right? So, okay, let's just put this out here. Captain Planet is not really in my top 10 list of Saturday morning cartoons. It's not.
It doesn't even have to be, but the fact that you didn't know that there was Whoopi Goldberg. Like, there's plenty of things that Cree Summer was in that are not in my top 20, but I know Cree Summer was in it.
Hey, man, Cree is a sweetheart, man. I love Cree. I love Cree, man. She does so many good roles. You can't hate her. You can't dislike her. You just can't. Well, I mean, okay, so maybe what confused me about Captain Planet, because I know it's environmentalists, you know, the Planeteers. Okay, mm-hmm. So you got fire, earth, wind, water, heart. What the actual hell is heart? What is it? What is it supposed to do?
It's supposed to bring all the other elements alive.
So, I don't know, man. It's all every time you have a cartoon team, there's always that one character that just don't hit the mark, and it's like probably the trashiest one out of everybody.
See, Lowdown said that it stands for love, and BC says you gotta have heart.
That's true.
See, they both, the two of them are collectively agreeing. Heart is everything.
Oh, I'm getting ganged up. I mean, okay, in a battle, you got fire, you got water, you got wind, you got water. What is heart going to do against the enemy? Ain't going to turn him good automatically because this dude is trying to pollute the planet. He got sludge in the water. He got like can holders around fish's heads, man. He don't care about all that.
But as we all should have learned from the Wizard of Oz, you still need the heart to get it done.
Fair point. Fair point.
You need it.
I'm more of the Wiz than Wizard of Oz, but I get your point.
The point is, it was literally a character that needed a heart.
Man.
It was necessary.
Oh, man. Queen's Ransom said, who are you? We still talking Captain Planet. I mean, because, okay, so I know. So Queen's jumps.
This does not feel like you. Like, it feels like this is something else. Like, this is rooted in something else.
No. I know that we just segue into Captain Planet. It's just like, I can do without it. Like, I still have some Saturday morning cartoons DVD sets, like, under my TV. I have not took the plastic off. Like, I went to a couple conventions, and I don't know if you remember Life with Louie, but
I do.
I bought that set. Yeah, with Louis Anderson, right? And he talks about his family growing up, and so basically, I have not, watched it yet. I haven't taken the plastic off the DVD set. I watched Life with Louie before. Let me put that out there, but I just haven't locked the plastic. So. Queen's Ransom, exactly. The powers combined. Wow.
It's all about the powers being combined.
What is going on? What is happening? I don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like being ganged up on, man. This shit is
clearly ridiculous. I think that you need to pay attention and realize that we're trying to tell you something.
Of course. I mean, yeah, you're right. Don't get me wrong. I have watched Captain Planet, okay? I have watched it, okay? I have watched the series. I know who Guy is and everything else. I know all of that. I'm just saying that it's not on my top 10 list as far as Saturday morning cartoons that I enjoy. Yeah, that's what it was. I have a tendency to change the channel even as a kid to something else.
Well, I did find something really, really interesting from Screen Rant that is very unrelated to Captain Planet.
And before you start, Crooklyn was like, would you like some cheese with that wine, sir? Wow. wow, man. I'm going to drink my orange.
I'm Crooklyn on this. You absolutely were having a whole fit about Captain Planet and the heart. And you didn't know what the heart was for.
Like,
it was
man. Mm-mm. Useless character. Useless character. Carry on. Go ahead with what you were saying.
So, Star Wars has renamed the Jedi mind trick.
Huh?
So, apparently Lucasfilms has released their first adult novel. Mm-hmm. And it's called Light of the Jedi. And in this book, they have actually renamed the Jedi mind trick. And it says, in Charles Soule's Light of the Jedi, two Jedi discuss the mind trick, but it is revealed that most of the members of the Jedi Order refer to it as a mind touch. Only the Jedi Master Avar Kris called it a mind trick, which goes against what fans have known about the Jedi. So, according to the Light of the Jedi, the mind touch or trick is a power in which a light side force user lifts two fingers and touches another person's mind with the force, thus making them suggestive to whatever the force user says next.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, apparently most of the Jedis call it a mind touch.
The mind touch. I don't like that, man. I like Jedi mind trick. That works 10 times better.
Is it just because we're used to it now?
Yes, that's exactly the reason. That is my number one reason, because we have used it in culture ad nauseum. It don't even have to be like Star Wars related. We just use that phrasing, man. Don't use your Jedi mind tricks on me. Like, we say
the
some stuff like that.
The very first time I honestly remember hearing somebody say it was Eddie Murphy.
See? There you go. there you go. You don't have to watch Star Wars to actually understand the reference. That's how popular it is. Like, you've probably never seen a Star Wars movie in your life, but you definitely
Jedi
Mind
Trick. I have. Hey, don't sleep on it. I've seen a couple Star Wars movies.
A couple?
I said what I said.
Is
I think I've seen three or four. Also the Avengers. You know, I love MCU. The Avengers inspired the Fast and the Furious doing a two-part finale. The Fast and the Furious saga will be ending with a two-part finale that was inspired by the Avengers Endgame. So, they're gearing up to release, which I just saw. They're gearing up to release their ninth movie.
Mm.
And
with John Cena, right?
Yes, with John Cena. And then the movie will wrap with Fast and Furious 10 and 11.
Mm.
And this decision came because of Vin Diesel's experience being in the MCU.
Okay. So I got to wrap my head around this. I have watched Fast and Furious one time. I did like a Fast and Furious marathon, maybe early last year, like from the very first movie.
You'll be watching Fast and the Furious movies if you started last year.
I mean, I started from the first because I wanted to know. At what point in the movie, in these movies, that it's transitioned from just being on the street to where it went to astronomical proportions. And I think it's the turning point in the fourth movie. And I think the fourth movie is when The Rock was actually introduced. And I think that's when it actually kind of did a turning point where it goes from it's starting in this like small city to it being like an international type of situation. Because and at the moment that Dom got broken out, you know, a prison on the bus, that's also put everybody on an international eye. So at that point, that was the turning point. That's why they do all these over the top missions now, is when the moment that Dom got broken out of jail, on the way to jail, and he's being chased by, you know, Dwayne Johnson's character, that's that turning point. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because it seems like it goes from just street racing to possibly being in freaking space. So I caught the transition.
But also, and who decides? Like, I feel like this has never happened in the life of television and film. Who needed 11 Fast and the Furious movies?
Yeah, that's true.
Like 11?
Who's ransom ass? Who asked for Fast and Furious? And Krugman always says, no one did. No one. And I feel like you should have wrapped it up when, and please forgive me, Paul Walker, when Paul Walker actually passed away. I think they should have wrapped it up like that one where you did that dedication to him. That should have been it right there. Boom. That's it.
Wasn't that like number 6 or number 7?
Yeah, I think it was 7. I think.
And there's a Fast and the Furious anime.
Don't watch it. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. I think it's Dom's cousin or something like that that gets recruited. It's completely asinine. Don't even do that to yourself. Please don't do that yourself. And I know I'm an advocate for anime. Don't watch that trash, man. I mean, they got renewed for a second season. I understand why. And Queen's Ransom says, I started watching after Tokyo Drift. Now, Tokyo Drift is very much underrated. I would definitely say that, because this is a different style of street racing. Because in Asian culture, drifting is a race. That is what they do. They do downhills. They do uphills. These like precision driving. That's driving at its finest, honestly. So okay. I really do like Tokyo Drift to that extent.
I stopped watching it after the second one. I think I saw Fast and the Furious 2 and I'd had enough.
Too Fast, Too Furious with Tyrese?
Yes, because to me, the Fast and the Furious came out at the same time as there was another movie that was almost just like it. And the two movies came out like back to back. And I was like, really? This is what we're doing?
Yeah. And Crooklow 8 says, I'm trying to see how they bring back Han. Yes, please. Okay. Unless they pull that little prequel joint, because they did that before in one of these movies, that they went back, but they kind of snuck it in there. They never said it was a prequel or anything like that, but you had to really pay attention. Like, oh, this happened before this, because you see in Tokyo Drift, Han blew up. But when you went to, I think, Fast Five, I think, him and his girlfriend, well, his, you know, new girlfriend or whatever, you know, they got the money and all that stuff, and they decide to go cross country, and then he said, hey, I'm thinking about going to Japan. And that was before Tokyo Drift. So maybe this takes place before he actually passed away, and they're not saying anything. But at the same time, the trailer did say, you know, hey, man, I brought somebody, and then he just comes in, and everybody got this, oh, shit, look on their face. So
I am looking at, and Screen Rant apparently like almost a year ago did an article about this precisely. And what they said was, it based on the fact that it seems like, you know, he was trapped in the car, he was stuck, he couldn't get out of the car, and there was a funeral, that it seemed pretty obvious that Han was gone. But yes, they predict that there's a couple theories on how Han might actually still be alive. They say he may have managed to escape the explosion.
Right.
So it may have been assumed that he was dead. You know, the explosion happened. They may have done a funeral for him while never actually recovering his body, and he may have actually gotten out. The other theory is that the Hobbs and Shaw technology revived Han after the explosion.
Unless Jason Statham's character actually pulled him out, and then just used him as like a bargaining tool. Like a bargaining chip. So maybe Han is alive and he just told him XYZ, you don't do this and that third, or else I'll just kill everybody. And he probably knows how dangerous this guy is. I mean, that could be the case too. I mean, because Jason Statham's character is not really a bad dude. He's just pissed that you allegedly killed my brother. So I'll put him in jail. Yes, my brother's a jackass, but at the same time, he's my jackass, and I'm gonna have to kill you because of
him. I love how BC said it's 2021, we cloning people.
Right, yeah, we are. He says Han 2.0.
So this is not actually the original Han. This is a new Han.
Yeah, he's an android. You got an android now. And Krillin 08 says, rest in peace to Gal Gadot's character. Hey, listen, I loved her character. I really did. Like, she was definitely holding her own, and especially with Michelle Rodriguez. She's like one of my favorite action actors. And Michelle Rodriguez is a nerd, too, in her own right. And that's the thing, though. A lot of celebrities are nerds and are anime people. Like Michael B. Jordan, I know he's been all over the news in the past week. He's an anime fan, or so he says. Because I'll never forget, he tried to sell these, these fanny packs or these shirts. And these shirts are overly expensive, Detroit. Overly expensive. Like, design is so simple. I'm like, why are you selling this shirt? Why are you advertising this shirt for about 200-something bones, man? Don't do that. Don't do that. And you already know the Geekno community is a vicious community sometimes, right? So don't mispronounce their names, and you're probably going to get roasted. So he said Naruto, and he said Naruto. And I'm like, And I'm like, okay. And, man, those comments was going. Like, man, you ain't a real anime fan. Yada, yada, yada. You trying to export our culture, fam? Nah. So he is an anime fan.
I know that Megan Thee Stallion is also a huge anime fan.
Facts. She's a huge fan of My Hero Academia. Because sometimes you may see her like wear different hair colors, different styles. I think she did one where she had red on one side and white on the other. And that was from Todoroki from My Hero Academia. So she is an anime fan.
And some of her merch actually is anime inspired.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Lowdown's like, huh? Megan? Yes. Megan Thee Stallion is an anime fan. She does not hide it, and she don't try to hide it either.
No, she does not hide it at all. She's a total geek. She loves anime. Like I said, I think from like one of her latest songs, the entire line of merch that she released after that it was all 100% anime inspired.
Yep. Yeah, Ronda Rousey.
And a lot of the t-shirts and stuff that she wears are anime t-shirts.
Yep, easily. And Ronda Rousey, she is a huge nerd too, because she plays WoW. She has a rare Pokemon card in her house that she got it framed and everything. She likes anime too as well. I think she do live stream gaming as well. So there's celebrities everywhere. Samuel Jackson, anime fan. Michelle Rodriguez, anime fan. Method Man, huge comic book fan. Like, huge. He has a huge comic book collection. He even have a show called Marvel's Method. And it's on SiriusXM, like a podcast, that he actually interviews like these famous writers, these artists, some of his favorite comics. And he invites music and celebrity guests to talk about their favorite comics, what were their Marvel origins or whatever the case may be. Because his first guest was actually DMC, Ashley. So,
okay, yep, we talked about that. Yep. I remember.
Yes, we did. Lowdown said, "Fool me with the lyrics she has in the songs." Yes, yes. She never tried to hide it though. Never tried to.
But she's also apparently done some songs, and I would have to go back and look to see what they were. But apparently, she's even made anime references in some of her song lyrics. It's just that people just look at the titles or the chorus of the song, and they're not listening to the verses. But she's apparently made several anime references in her songs.
Indeed. Even with Michael B. Jordan and Black Panther, you know, when he was Killmonger, if you really, really pay attention to the outfit that he had, it was actually Saiyan battle armor from Dragon Ball Z. You know, if you're a Vegeta fan like myself, you notice that he has this yellow and white, and with the yellow straps. If you really notice the yellow shoulder straps on Michael B. Jordan's Killmonger's outfit, that is Ashley Saiyan battle armor inspired. Dragon Ball Z fan. So, yep. So, all right. Now, we're going to wrap the show up today. Be sure to subscribe to our Twitch stream channel, Orange Phoenix TV. Now, those of you that don't know what Twitch is, Twitch is this game streaming platform. They also use it for other things as well. They also wrestling shows on Twitch. So any game that you can think of that, hey, I want to see someone play and see if they're actually good at it, you can type it in the search box and it's going to pull it up. So I streamed twice last night. Twice.
Oh,
I did Streets of Rage 4 at 7 p.m., and I would say, like, late on in the night, I would say about 1:15 this morning, I played some Apex Legends, played a few rounds of Apex, and I fell in love with Apex once again. I'm banging it out with Bangalore. That's what I did. Bangalore is my go-to lady. She's my main. But I will be streaming again today. And also,
but there's
tonight,
also the evening show.
Yes, tonight we are going to interview Baker the Legend. Baker the Legend is the artist that I play his songs in the beginning and sometimes in the middle. And he has been on the show before. I think he's been on the show maybe 2 years ago. And we're going to talk about the correlation between hip hop and nerd culture and how those two genres actually merge together. And just kind of like how we talk about Megan Thee Stallion and all these other artists that are huge anime and comic book fans. So it's going to be a fun show. So we're going to talk about nerdcore rap, because that actually is a genre people don't know about, because people actually use hip hop lyrics and they incorporate that into what they're like. And he's a huge Street Fighter fan. So 7 p.m. tonight, Eastern time, myself and Baker the Legend. And tomorrow at 7 p.m., myself, Maxwell 3278, and G Signature is going to be talking about the state of pro wrestling, some of our favorite moments, what can the wrestling business do to be better, and some of our favorite African-American wrestlers of all time. So be sure to actually tune in at 7 p.m. tonight and 7 p.m. tomorrow, and I will be advertising when I'm gonna do a live stream again today. So be sure to follow us on Instagram at Orange Phoenix Media, and be sure to follow us on our Facebook group page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner, the actual Twitch channel. I'm gonna actually type that out right now. And while I'm doing that, Detroit, take it away about the magazine.
So make sure that you go ahead and check out, subscribe to the Patreon for Orange Phoenix. That's where you can get the digital magazine. It's $5 a month. There is a new digital magazine out every single month. And Brittany does an incredible job as our editor. We have done features on, I know that there's been a feature on, what Lovecraft is that Country. Thing? That's the thing I was trying to think of. Lovecraft Country. There was also the one in Alice in
Borderland.
Borderland. So mm-hmm. I know that those are two of the most recent covers that have gotten done. Only $5 a month. Lots and lots and lots of content. There's games, there's interviews, there's features, there's lots of different articles and information mm-hmm. tied to the variety of different things that the Geek Corner covers. And also, you guys know that one of my favorite things on the planet, and it is absolutely hoodie season, is to grab your hoodies, your t-shirts, your mugs, your face masks, so that you can stay COVID safe. Grab all of that on TeePublic. The site right now, they still are up to 35% off for TeePublic. I think it is until Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, so you only mm-hmm. got till tomorrow. Yep. So go ahead and go to our TeePublic page as well. A lot of things have gotten added. And if you go to the Geek Corner, if you hit up our Orange Phoenix Media on Instagram, if you reach out to Earth Mac, then you can go ahead and let us know if there is something that is not in the TeePublic store already. We can go ahead and get that added for you so that you can go ahead, get that discount, get that sale price, and get that new gear.
Yes, yes, and yes. Because just allow 10 days to actually get your gear. I know COVID, and there are certain designers that are out there that are possibly like overseas, so it may take a little longer than 10 days because, you know, COVID issues or whatever the case may be. But hey, be patient. You will get your stuff. There's yeah. been no complaints whatsoever as far as people getting their gear, their hoodies and everything, and people are rocking it. I have a lot of close friends that actually bought the gear, and perfect strangers. They actually just emailed me and like, hey man, I got my stuff, man, dude. I'm excited about it. I'm rocking it. And that's cool. We even got some Orange Phoenix gear in there as well. So be sure to actually check it out. And oh, hey, Baker the Legend actually just came into the chat. So y'all need to hit that guy up. We actually going to do this show at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So I hope you guys have a blessed Friday. Remember, the weekend starts today. Today. If you are at work.
If you are Earth Mac, your weekend started almost 12 hours ago.
Hey, it is what it is. Like, it make Friday on your Friday, okay? Now, I can't say make Friday your bitch. You got to make Monday your bitch. But you got to own your Friday. If you at work, man, look, just go missing for, just go missing. Whatever. Whatever. I'm encouraging that. I'm an agent of chaos. That's what I do.
You are. I'm kind of worried because I think we're supposed to be in a virtual happy hour at some point later today. And I'm just concerned if you're being an agent of chaos already.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm not even. I probably won't even be a part of that happy hour. But anyway, we will see you guys at 7 p.m. tonight Eastern time. So until next time, y'all. Peace out.
Holla at you, ladies. Grab the hoodie.